flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Folks, every month we check in with our friends on the North Shore to gain a better understanding of what's happening over there. They play a very important part of the regional economy, and Lacey Osborne has agreed to join us every month. She is the CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Glad to be here.
And Happy New Year to you. I think this is the first time that we get a chance to talk in 2025.
Yes, we're a little overdue. So I know we had some plans. Everything's changing every day. So we're just glad to be back.
I think Mother Nature threw us a couple of curveballs there for an entire week. Speaking of that, why don't we start right there? How did that go for you guys on the North Shore?
Well, it was, our businesses just kept in the groove. They reopened as soon as people could get out on the roads, and we didn't hear any bad impact on our businesses. So we appreciate, we followed the causeway. The causeway being closed did put a damper on some of us that were hoping to travel to Washington, Mardi Gras. But,
right.
It was 100-year happy weather event. That's what I would call it.
Yeah. Good to hear that things went well. Hopefully it doesn't happen again anytime soon. So as you guys look back on 2024, what are kind of the highlights for y'all?
Well, we try to remain focused because there's so much growth in St. Tammany and so much happening on the economic development front. We try to focus on 5 things. One, communications with our community partners, primarily our business partners, the business council, the home builders, and the like. And then the turnover on our parish council last year, we focused on that because we wanted to build trust and relationships with the 9 of the 14 new members. Reaccreditation with the U.S. Chamber, being an accredited chamber is a choice. And it's a lot. It's a lot of effort to get the highest rankings, but we were determined to do that, and we did. And continue working to integrate our membership east and west, and advocate on behalf of all businesses. So it was really one of the best years in my memory as far as really checking off the boxes on some of these lists that are so relevant.
And you guys have experienced a lot of change from governance over there, right? I think is the entire council new, or is there one? And it was a big shift.
Yes.
And how has that worked out for you guys?
It's going really well. We have 9 of 14 first term members. And in January of last year, we began to meet with them one-on-one and really try to listen to them, and they listen to us regarding issues that impact the ability to do business, like permitting and moratoriums, and just communicating and understanding where we as a business community are coming from. And being that most of them were new, they were ready to listen and learn and drink from the fire hydrant.
So the chamber now, y'all are relatively young, right?
Well, actually, as a parish-wide chamber, we are 5 years old. Previously, there was a Mandeville chamber and a Covington chamber that combined to St. Tammany West. And there was a Slidell chamber that changed to the greater, or the East St. Tammany chamber. So we, you know, while we always work on unity and unifying our parish and communities, we've really come a long way. And there's more growing acceptance that, you know, we are not East Baton Rouge and West Baton Rouge. We are not two parishes. We are one parish.
It's interesting how that, you know, got to that point, right? And
right.
I've always been intrigued by some of those, those friction points geographically throughout St. Tammany.
I don't think it's unusual. Of course, you know, there are 6,000 chambers across the country, and I've made dear friends and colleagues, and we always compare notes. It's kind of like high school rivalries, I think, that it's just stronger in some areas than others. And just like our population has grown tremendously in the last 50 years, I think that if there was an imaginary divide or an imaginary bridge or, you know, toll tag to get from one side to the other, it's going away. And I'm very grateful to the business leaders that have worked on that. I know our elected officials are grateful. I was able to go to the Slidell City Council meeting this week. And, of course, you know, our membership, being that we basically had two chambers and one chamber dissolved and the other chamber just dropped that east-west designation. And I think there's growing acceptance and the business, you know, there's a lot of new blood in our elected leadership, including our legislatures and city councils. So it's a new day, and here we are. We're going to...
Yeah. But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Building on that unity.
So let's pivot to 2025 and what you guys are looking to involve yourself in. But first, let me ask this question. Obviously, big week coming up, right? Super Bowl week. And
yes.
I know here in Jefferson Parish and those that share a coterminous boundary with the Parish of Orleans, you guys do on the East End. Obviously, and I'm kind of curious, are y'all seeing any impact in a positive way for St. Tammany?
Well, our hotels are booking up and overflowing, and it's the same, I would like to think, it's the same buzz and excitement about our region and our city. So I'll let you know when it's over, but I'm assuming that our restaurants are going to be packed and just kind of latch on to that South Shore, New Orleans economic opportunity.
Right. Have you heard from like your hoteliers and others that their OC rates are up and you know they've booked up?
Well, with the snow and the interruptions, not yet, but I definitely heard following the Taylor Swift tours, definite impact from the small businesses to the hotels to the restaurants. So no doubt that's going to be happening.
So let's talk about 2025. Where are you guys headed?
We have really tried to be that chamber of commerce. You know, if you see one chamber of commerce, you've seen one chamber of commerce. We're all different. But our role and the role of growing chambers in growing communities is more toward proactively and steering and leading issues that impact the ability to do business and our quality of life, everything. So one communicating, I mean, you're a master communicator. You have your large audience to get the message out. But regardless, just having people understand and act, for example, in elections and the voter turnout. So we really hope to build more awareness. We have a big property tax imbalance in our parish. We have some fear in some parts of our pockets of our communities, fear of economic development and attracting business. So we want to foster more communication and understanding to support those efforts that make our quality of life better, not just for now, but for the future. So we are more proactive.
So when you talk about imbalance, you're talking about the differential between residential and commercial property and you know, that the commercial property, obviously, they pay at a higher rate. And so the percentage of residential right now is what?
80% of our homeowners. Our homeowners pay 80% of the entire property taxes collected in St. Tammany, and businesses pay 20% because we don't have as many businesses, say, as St. Charles or St. James Parish, where those ratios are almost opposite because they have a strong presence of business and industry. So that's a message that just began to resonate once our, frankly, it was our outgoing chairman, Chris Abadie, who is with Colliers Real Estate and very active on the Regional Planning Commission. When he threw those numbers out there, 80% of our taxes are paid by residents. And, wow, really? Well, maybe we need to change our view and be more accepting of the economic development opportunities that are just before us, like never before. You know, we're not going to talk about this today in interest of time, but, you know, we are part of a region. What's going on with the ports and the ports growth and what's happening or potentially happening in St. Bernard, there's opportunity here along the I-12 corridor. So it's just looking up for a business opportunity, and we want to foster that and help educate people on why it's good.
Yeah, because you know, as the former tax collector, I guess you reduce the possibility or probability of having local government roll their millages forward, right, on the residential side, which would impact the commercial side as well if you have a healthier balance. And that necessity is diminished, you know, diminishes as you create that healthy balance.
Right. Well, it's no secret that St. Tammany struggles. Our parish, the portion of the property tax and sales tax dollars that go to parish government is much lower than most people would realize. And, you know, I always say, since I arrived here, I'm here to look forward and not look back. But sometimes we have to look back on failures and what can we do to prevent the same thing from happening in the future. So, unfortunately, we have had failed sales tax renewals that have been, made a big impact on parish government. And there will be an election on top of the state tax reform and constitutional amendments on the March 29th, I believe it's March 29th ballot. We also will have a rededication of parish taxes that voters will need to approve. So we, the chamber, we hope to help educate people on that. And I did speak to some of our parish councilmen this morning, and they will be getting out in the community to organizations, homeowners, to explain what this tax rededication will mean. And hopefully, we hope they will also explain what it will mean if it fails.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of folks don't, and it's interesting that you say that this was brought forward in 2024, 2023, and y'all started looking at this balance, because even in the commercial property world, there's a balance that you want to achieve as well, right? Because you have business types that generate property tax only. You have, and then you have business types that generate not only property taxes, but, you know, sales tax, because they're retail operations. Because some retail operations don't necessarily create a lot of, they'll contribute to the sales tax base. An example would be a bank. They pay the property taxes, but they're not selling taxable services, so to speak. So, you know, and so you want to create in your development scheme a balance there. And most folks don't recognize it. It's amazing how many government leaders don't really understand the different types of businesses out there and having to create that healthy mix. I don't know what y'all's experience has been in communicating with government leaders, but it's funny, when I've had these conversations with government leaders, they have this aha moment. You know, yeah. It's like, never thought about it. You know,
and that's,
but you're right.
Why, yeah, we're so grateful that we have more communication, more one-on-one communication with members of our parish council and our legislators. So we had an event this week with Secretary of Revenue Richard Nelson, who of course hails from Mandeville, and State Rep Mark Wright, explaining the Louisiana tax reform. And things happen so fast in the first year of Governor Landry's administration. You know, there was just fear and questions. And so this tax reform, it's not easy for some people to understand. But I can tell you, at that event, we had a different audience. Because, and we had a manufacturer, and the impact of the sales from his large manufacturing throughout the country. And, you know, people just don't understand that. And then there's questions about nonprofits, large nonprofits that don't pay property taxes. And some people go, oh, I didn't know that. Well, a lot of citizens, and this is not to be insulting because I'm one of them. There's just so much information to understand and hopefully go make the right choice in the voter's booth, because it will impact your quality of life and safety. Our courts, our justice system, our district attorney, it's a big reason why we have to have this tax rededication. I know that, you know, as a grandmother and just, you know, a woman, our safety is the most important thing. Our children and our own safety. So we're going to be out there educating, as our parish council members I saw this morning promised they will be in the next 60 days.
I look forward to meeting and discussing more with you in the near future. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great weekend.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And when we come back, we'll hook up with Kevin Doliel or Aaron Burns, the director of communications out at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Get an update as we head into a big, big week and a huge influx of travelers coming to the town. Stay with us.